The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And we have another fun show for you today, a very informative show. There are millions, hundreds of millions of people that struggle with blood sugar related issues around the world. And so this show is going to be talking all about blood sugar related issues and diabetes. But before we get into all of that, we want to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us. And Melody's just the person to do that.
Our main hub for connecting is cohradio.com. If you've been a longtime listener, you may still be typing in crossroadsofhealthradio.com, or you might have us saved as a favorite, and either way, you will still get to us. But we wanted to create a shortcut for you, so cohradio.com will get you to us. From there, you can go to emeraldlabs.com. There's a link, and that page is just purely informational. That is our company page. It talks about all of our various additive-free products. We make over 100 products currently. It has all of their supplement facts, some more expanded information. And then if you're looking for a store in your area, there's also a great little way to search for a store near you. The only thing that it will not tell you is what those stores carry. Now, we've got great partners nationwide, like Sprouts and Vitamin Shop and amazing mom and pops nationwide as well. And we love all of our partners, but not any one single store can house every single product that we make. And that's why we've partnered with supplements.one. That's supplements.one. There's no .com at the end. I know it's a little weird. People still aren't used to the .one, but supplements.one actually sells every single product that we make. They always have it at 10% off of our standard suggested retail. And because you're a listener of Crossroads of Health, whatever the topic of the week is, we're going to share some various nutritional suggestions with you, talk about products that we provide in this line that are formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, who's a naturopathic MD. And then we'll give you a code at the end of the show in our little getting to know you segment, so you can save a ton more during this entire week on the products that are the focus of this week's show. And again, like Rick said, it is diabetes. So with yes. Our diabetes show, as you can imagine, if you are one of the over 346 million people worldwide suffering, or somebody that you know, obviously, if there's that many people suffering, you probably know somebody. If you are not that somebody, then this show could really be for everyone. And we will have some great formulas to help support you keeping your blood sugar in balance.
And I will tell you, in my family, we have a history of low blood sugar and diabetes and all these things. My dad, at one point, I remember him being in the hospital, and he was going to have to get potentially his feet amputated, and somehow that all got avoided, and he lived a life with all of his hands, his extremities all intact. But it was very serious. And then my mom, she had low blood sugar. I remember for years, I have low blood sugar. And then I had a high A1C at one point, which has long since been fully corrected, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But with these great supplements that we manufacture and with the help of Dr. Mark Stengler. But before we get into all that, I want to talk about something that is also very serious, and a lot of people struggle with this. That is ADHD. I was also a kid that would have probably been diagnosed. Kids back then, it was you were going to go on Ritalin and being hyperactive. And those things can be related to excessive sugar intake and many other things. So I want to talk about this, and I really want to get into this because there's a bit of material to cover, but it's something that affects probably every single listener on the radio show knows someone that struggles with ADHD or has a child that struggles with it. So anyway, so we want to get right into that. As Dr. Stengler writes here, in the past, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, was known as attention deficit disorder, ADD. But ADHD is the preferred term, as it better defines the inattention, and age inappropriate impulsiveness. This condition typically manifests in children of early school years and is more often seen in boys. These children generally have long-standing and ongoing difficulty controlling their behaviors and or paying attention. It's estimated that between 3% and 5% of children have ADHD, or approximately 2 million children in the United States. That's a lot of kids. And my wife and I, we manage a school at our church, and we see some of these things. And it really, you really do see it, especially in the boys. ADHD is the most commonly diagnosed behavioral disorder of childhood. ADHD has been shown to have long-term adverse effects on social, emotional development, and school performance, as well as on vocational success when it continues into adulthood. The symptoms can vary. For example, boys may be more impulsive and hyperactive, while girls may tend to be more quiet and inattentive. Many parents instinctively believe that the problem is connected to their children's diet. Good call there. They know that children can respond negatively to sugar or other foods, and they wonder if their child is simply suffering from an extreme version of this reaction. In most cases, these parents are absolutely correct. In the last few decades, sugars, preservatives, and food colorings have been added to our food at an increasing rate. Too many children consume nothing but convenience foods like hot dogs, fried chicken fingers, and highly sweetened fruit drinks and sodas. Since children's small bodies are especially vulnerable to additives in foods, it is not surprising that many of them have a toxic response. Unfortunately, Western doctors have been trained to discount the importance of diet in hyperactive kids. Instead of nutritional therapy, they will often suggest medications to suppress the symptoms of ADHD. We had friends that their son had an issue and he got Zoloft. And if you look at the side effects of Zoloft, it's very serious. And not that that was a wrong choice, but it's just that, you know, looking at the nutritional issues first is always really important. That's why we want to be here to be helpful in this way.
And that's always like the go-to for allopathic physicians, it seems. It's they don't necessarily, I mean, I know there's good doctors out there that are allopathic, I'm sure, that dig a little more, but a lot of times it's like, let's throw some medication at you and see how you do with that. Not let's look at your nutritional profile.
It's always their first go-to.
And it is.
And again, Dr. Singer writes, he said, while medications may be necessary in some cases, parents should investigate holistic approaches to see how well their child responds, as their approaches are non-toxic. And we're going to share some studies that are significant about nutritional therapies and food things to avoid that can really be helpful if you know somebody struggling with this. There are many underlying reasons why a child may have attention or behavioral problems. Studies show that frequent ear infections and the regular use of antibiotics, as well as premature birth and family history, are associated with greater likelihood of developing this disorder. Holistically speaking, causative factors include food additives and food allergies, environmental allergens, and heavy metal toxicity, such as lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, things like that. A poorly functioning digestive system and increased intestinal permeability, or leaky gut, we've talked about that on previous shows, that can lead to an increase in metabolic toxins that disrupt brain chemistry. That's concerning. So nutritional deficiencies of essential fatty acids like fish oil, B vitamins, and iron, magnesium, and other minerals appear to play a role. Finally, do not underestimate the role of emotional stress and its relationship to ADHD. You know, and it talks about the breakdown of the family, and that obviously can create additional stress. But for the purpose of this show, we're focused on the nutritional aspects, but certainly good family life. And, you know, I did not have a good family life, and I know the stress that put on me and for Melody. But anyway, but those things are certainly an issue, but we're going to just focus on nutrition today. So Dr. Singer says, do not feed your children anything with artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. This means you'll have to eliminate, guess what, fast food, as well as all junk and processed food. If you must buy canned or frozen products, read the labels carefully. Even items advertised as all natural may contain small amounts of additives. You don't need a lot of these things. My girls, sometimes on the labels, it'll say less than 2% of the following. And I'm like, guess what? You know how much sucralose has to be in there? Way less than 2%, but it still has a severe impact. So you got to read all that stuff. It's not just the big things that matter. It's all the micro stuff. Also, sugar is famous for making children hyper. And in fact, excess sucrose often leads to hypoglycemia, a factor in ADHD. Obviously, candy, sodas, and sweets are out of the question. but so are most store-bought fruit juices, which usually contain sugar, all products made with white flour. If your child has been eating large quantities of refined sugar, you may see a dramatic difference in his or her behavior within just a few days of eliminating it. So
that could not be farther from the truth.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot of sugar in our house, but you know, my kids are still young. So, I mean, the difference in their behavior is like crazy dramatic because their bodies are so tiny. I'm pretty much a stickler for it at home. But then if we go to a party or something like that, I'm like, okay, just go ahead. But I have a video somewhere. I'll see if I can find it because she's so little now. I'm very careful with posting my children on social media.
Yes.
But I have one that was so little that I may still have this video and people wouldn't recognize her today. But where she had her birthday, I think it was a cupcake, and she started eating it. And immediately it just went bananas, and I had it on. I had it being recorded, and I'm like, "See, sugar has absolutely no effect on small children."
It's just fine, absolutely. So, right, it's just there are so many things that you can do with ADHD, and me just being a kid that was like that. Natural foods changed my life, and so we know what not to do. There are some studies and prescriptions of things that you do want to do supplementally, but we're out of time for segment one of Crossroads of Health. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment two.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. We have got a fantastic show for you today. It is on balancing blood sugar. This is something that affects millions and millions and millions of people, over 300 million people, in fact. And it's something that has affected both Rick and his family and also has affected myself and my family. I would be surprised if there's any of you out there that don't know somebody, either yourself or somebody in your family or a close friend that suffers from type 1 or type 2 diabetes. So before the show, Rick was talking about attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, which is something that can actually be triggered by sugar intake and by the intake of additives. If you missed any part of the top of the show, go ahead and catch that on the archives at cohradio.com. You can also look at us on our Instagram or Facebook pages at /COH Radio. So, Rick, with that, I know you had a little bit more to share here.
Yeah, and we talked about the things to avoid. Now we want to talk about supplementally things that you can do. So there was research done at Oxford University involving children ages 8 to 12, and they had specific learning difficulties and above average ADHD ratings. So they studied the effects of fish oil for 12 weeks. The mean scores for cognitive problems and general behavior were significantly lower for the group tested with fish oil than for the group that needed a placebo. So bottom line, fish oil is helpful based on that study with people struggling with ADHD or children with that issue. You can take, you know, 2,000-3,000 milligrams of fish oil. Now you want to keep in mind, there's ethyl ester fish oil and there's reesterified triglyceride fish oil. We recommend the RTG or the reesterified triglyceride. I know that supplements.one does carry a brand that is the RTG brand. That's the one I would currently get. And I want to let you all know that Emerald, I am seriously looking into manufacturing our own fish oil. I have a friend that he works there. He's actually a part owner in the largest soft gel manufacturing company in the United States, actually North America, I believe, but that's a little ways out still. So anyway, Supplements.One does have one. Also, there was another randomized placebo-controlled study. They studied pycnaginol, and the group that took the pycnaginol, they were found to have a significant reduction of hyperactivity and improved attention, visual motor coordination, and concentration. So fish oil, pycnaginol. Then there was another study done in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. It confirmed that vitamin mineral supplementation modestly raises the nonverbal intelligence of some groups of school children. So again, Emerald Labs multis, and we've talked about that a lot in the past. So that's something else. Then a study involving 21 youths with ADHD ages 4 to 19 found that daily supplementation of phosphatidylserine at dosages between 2 and 300 milligrams for 4 months benefited greater than 90% of cases. Attention and learning were the symptoms most improved. So phosphatidylserine, we don't have that, but you can certainly find that in your local health food store, Sprouts or someplace like that. Then L-carnitine has been shown to help with ADHD. An 8-week double-blind study resulted in improvement in 54% of boys compared to 13% of those taking placebo. L-carnitine significantly decreased the attention problems and aggressive behavior in boys with ADHD. So there's a lot of potential solutions out there. There's things you can avoid. There's things you can take. There's just a lot can be done. A lot of people just sort of throw their hands up and go, I don't know what to do. And there's a lot that you can do. And I know that Melody had some other study that she wanted to highlight for all of you.
This was interesting because this focused a lot more on like artificial food color and additives and how they affect childhood behavior. A randomized double-blind placebo-controlled crossover trial that was published in the journal Lancet tested whether the intake of artificial food color and additives affected childhood behavior. During the 6-week trial, there were 153 3-year-olds that were studied and 144 8 to 9-year-old children. And one group was given, one group in each age category was given drinks with additives, colors, and a common preservative, including these things: sunset yellow, carmiocene, tartrazine, poncio, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these all right, but quinolone yellow, allura red, and sodium benzoate. So the combination of these various things is similar to what you find in commercial drink mixes, and it's the equivalent to 2 servings of candy a day. Now, children in the placebo group received a similar looking and tasting solution. Now, evaluation of the children was done by teachers, parents, and a computer test. Children in both age groups were significantly more hyperactive and had shorter attention spans from consuming the drink containing the additives. Symptoms of hyperactivity were present in some children within an hour of consuming the artificial additives. So I think as parents, we all kind of try and do our best. And some of us have crazy lives, especially here in the state. Convenience is convenient. There is a drive-through on every corner unless you're in a small town. And that's just how it is. So, you know, it's easy at the end of the day to go through a drive-through. But if you can just do a little more meal prepping and plan ahead, the wonderful thing is that now any health food store you go to, there's phenomenal options for these foods that children find so appealing. You know, I know it's like not fun for kids to go to school with like a lunch packed. And I believe me, I know this because I was this kid. I had a hard boiled egg and I had a Roma tomato and I had a little salt thing and a little pepper thing. And those things were the coolest things. Wow. About my lunch was the mini salt and pepper shaker. And nobody wanted to trade me for my hard boiled egg or my tomato. But, wow, you know, they do have really cool options for kids that are healthy, that aren't going to have all of these additives and cause all of these problems with their focus in school. And it will support them nutritionally, but also make them feel like food is fun.
And one thing I realized I missed on the pycnaginol. So the dosing, you can take 1 milligram per 4.9 pounds of body weight per day as a potential option for ADHD. And then the carnitine, 100 milligrams per 2.2 pounds of body weight daily. So this has been shown to improve symptoms for boys with ADHD. So those are just to give you a little bit more specifics. But I know we want to get Melody's talking point into segment 2. So we need to get right into that. So what do you have for all of us this week, Melody?
This is actually talking about a very common medication for diabetes that actually can have a major effect on cognitive decline. So I thought it would be good to read this because, again, it affects so many people. If you have diabetes, the mainstream may not only say it's your fault, but that you brought it on and all of the other problems that come along with it, including memory loss and brain fog. But there's new research that exposes the real problem. The very drug that most doctors will throw at you to help control the disease may be rotting your brain and setting you up for memory loss, cognitive decline, and worse. And unfortunately, this is a very common medication. And it's a drug that nearly everybody with diabetes already knows, and it's called metformin. It's the starter drug for the disease, the first med patients are given for blood sugar control soon after being diagnosed. Many people stay on this for years and even decades, never realizing that there's quiet damage that's taking place inside of your body. But there's a new study that finds that people with diabetes who take metformin are much more likely to suffer a cognitive slowdown. In fact, they're a third more likely to battle cognitive dysfunction based on at least two different tests. That puts them at risk for cognitive decline and eventually dementia, a condition so closely linked to the disease, it's often called type 3 diabetes. Now, while the diabetes itself and the damage of high blood sugar in the brain certainly contributes to dementia, the new study proves that there's also something else at work, and it is the metformin. So, you know, the very drugs that are supposed to, quote unquote, save you can potentially ruin you instead. This new study finds the reason for the link, and it's one of the drug's most notorious side effects, and that's because it saps you of essential vitamin B12, which is a nutrient that is critical to muscle, nerve, and brain function. So there's the problem, and as long as you stay on the metformin, your B12 levels will continue to sink, making it essential that you take B12 supplements on a regular basis. That's why it's way better to work your way off the drug if you're able to with your doctor's help. And you can do it, again, working with your doctor if you tweak your diet to eliminate refined and processed foods, especially sugars, and then consider supplements that include things like gymnema extract. In one study, 400 milligrams per day cut blood sugar levels so effectively that many patients have been able to reduce their meds and some have been able to quit. Now, again, you know, we're not suggesting that you stop taking your medication, that you just, you know, throw all caution to the wind. You should work with your doctor, but remember, you should partner with your doctor. And if you can see a naturopathic physician like Dr. Stengler, they can help you tackle all of the nutritionally viable options before, you know, you hop on a medication. And, you know, the thing is there is a lot of people who have seen, you know, if you have type 2, oftentimes those symptoms can go away simply by losing weight and changing your diet and things like that. And I've seen that in my own family. My grandmother was actually considered pre-diabetic. She was overweight, and that's a problem in my family too, unfortunately. Like, she lost almost all of her siblings to diabetes. Her sister, my Auntie Santos, actually had both of her legs amputated at the knee. Ooh. And was virtually blind before she passed away, and that was diabetes. And she was one of the sweetest women that I knew. I really loved my Auntie Santos, but diabetes really took a lot from my paternal grandmother's side of the family. Now, when my grandmother was told by her doctor, "You're pre-diabetic because of her weight issue," she ended up losing a lot of weight, unfortunately, because she ended up getting stomach cancer. But the weight loss caused by the stomach cancer, which obviously is not the way that you want to lose the weight, actually caused that pre-diabetic condition to disappear. And that was simply because her body weight had gone down. That is just some helpful, hopefully, advice from somebody who's been affected by this personally in my own family.
Yes, it's a really serious issue. I was pre-diabetic. Based on A1C is the blood marker that is the marker of long-term blood sugar control. And if your doctor doesn't test for it, you can ask him, say, "Oh, can you run my A1C scores?" And it'll tell you. But I was pre-diabetic, and I actually went on our blood sugar health, and I'm on it. I've been on it for, I don't know, 3-4 years now, and I just take it every day. My A1C, and I've told people before on the show, it's better than Dr. Stengler's, and it sort of irritates him a little, I think. But and I was like, that is so cool. And
I like how you guys rip each other.
It's amazing how well that product worked for me. So anyway, we're out of time for segment 2. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment 3 of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana. I'm here today with your host, Rick Simpson. And we have got a show today that if this isn't about you, it's got to be about somebody that you know, a relative, family member, friend, somebody that you know is affected by diabetes because it affects so many people. So if you missed any part of this show today, make sure you check out the archives at www.cohradio.com. You can link to our emeraldlabs.com page there. You can link to our web affiliate, supplements.one, and you're going to save a whole bunch of money on all of the blood sugar supportive formulas that we offer today. We'll give you a code for that a little bit later. Now, with that, I know that Rick wants to jump right into this because we've already gotten halfway through the show and we have so much more to share with you.
Yes, there's so much related to diabetes, the specifics and laying a foundation about the disease. We need to really lay a good foundation from what some of the stuff Mark's written. So I want to get into this. So Melody mentioned earlier that according to the World Health Organization, 346 million people worldwide now have diabetes. When you count the number of people with pre-diabetes who are already experiencing some organ damage, that number jumps up to, guess what? About 1.7 billion, with a B, billion people with blood sugar problems. If you're in a room, three out of four people, one, if you're in a room with four people, one of you has got some sort of pre-diabetes. So every one of us knows somebody that struggles. And remember how well the blood sugar formula helped me personally. I really think that it could help you, but I just can give you my own personal experience. But here in the United States, about 10% of Americans have diabetes and another 20% pre-diabetes. That means that in this country alone, we're faced with over 70 million people with abnormal blood sugar levels. Diabetes is a chronic health problem that involves elevated blood sugar levels. The metabolism of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats directly or indirectly leads to the production of the substance glucose, also known as blood sugar. Glucose is needed to supply energy to every cell in the body. If glucose levels become too elevated, then they become toxic to the brain and other organs. With diabetes, two main problems can occur. One is a deficiency of insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas that transports glucose into the cells. The second is the resistance of the cells to insulin so that blood sugar cannot enter the cells. Diabetes is categorized into three main types. In type 1 diabetes, also known as juvenile or insulin-dependent diabetes, the production and secretion of insulin by the pancreas are severely deficient. Type 1 diabetes usually develops during childhood or adolescence. Because insulin levels are absent or drastically low, people with type 1 need to inject themselves with insulin and monitor their blood sugar intake. And so basically what happens is your body, I don't know if they know specifically why, but your body just loses the ability to produce insulin. The beta cells in the pancreas that produce insulin, they can't do it anymore when you're young. So you physically just don't have the capacity. to produce the insulin. In the type 2, you have the insulin, but it just doesn't, it's not effective. So that's why type 2 is much easier to deal with than type 1 typically. This condition is thought to involve an autoimmune reaction, that's what I just mentioned, where the immune system attacks and damages its own pancreatic cells that produce insulin. Type 1 diabetes accounts for 5 to 10% of US cases of diabetes. Type 2, on the other hand, often called adult onset or non-insulin dependent diabetes, is by far the more common of the two. And the good news is it's more treatable. About 90 to 95% of the diabetes in the United States is type 2. It strikes during adulthood, most often in the elderly or in these people over 40. It is becoming increasingly common in children due to lack of exercise, obesity, and poor dietary habits. People with type 2 can produce sufficient insulin, but the insulin and the glucose it transports cannot effectively enter into the cells. This category of diabetes is most often linked to a diet that is high in refined carbohydrates and low in fiber, and it usually can be treated with an effective diet, exercise, and specific nutritional supplements. This just affects so many people. I often tell Cassidy, my youngest daughter, I said, now you need to remember your brain, the main food for your brain is blood sugar. I said, so when you have a headache, when you get up in the morning and you eat some breakfast that's kind of more sugary, like waffles, we get these waffles from Trader Joe's and you have some syrup on them, then you get a headache 2 or 3 hours later because you got too much, you flooded too many simple carbohydrates in your bloodstream. Your body secreted a lot of insulin to deal with it. And then now you have not enough blood sugar. So what you want to do in the morning, like I personally, I eat quinoa. I eat a complex carbohydrate in the morning. You can eat millet. I like to eat non-gluten grains because those actually trickle blood sugar into the bloodstream. So it keeps your blood sugar levels nice and even throughout the day. But when you get up in the morning, you eat something very sugary. Then 2 hours later, you're getting a headache. Then you're getting something sugary again or coffee. Those things are not a great place to live in regards to blood sugar. You want to eat complex carbohydrates that slowly break that down into blood sugar so it trickles it into the bloodstream. That feeds your brain, and so your brain functions well all throughout the day. So that's for me and Julie, my wife. The things, the grains that we eat personally, quinoa, millet, and brown rice. You can have wheat and oats and things like that, but those have gluten, so we try and avoid that. So those are two really good things that you can get brown rice pasta now. Whenever we have pasta, we generally have brown rice pasta, so we try and have those grains whenever we can. So anyway, just a side note of what we do. But Melody, I think you had some stuff you wanted to talk about also.
Yes, there was actually a really good study here cited that says researchers from the Indiana University School of Public Health found that higher levels of mercury exposure as younger adults increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life by a whopping 65%. It's pretty staggering. The study involved 3,875 American men and women between the ages of 20 and 32 who were followed for 18 years. So this is a significant study. Even after controlling for dietary and lifestyle factors such as omega-3 fatty acids and magnesium, both of which help with blood sugar metabolism and reduce the toxic effects of mercury, researchers found that participants who had the highest exposure to mercury as young adults had a tremendously increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life. It appears that one of the many problems with mercury is that it damages the cells of your pancreas that produce insulin and the hormone needed for blood sugar control. Sources of mercury include mercury-laden fish, especially tuna, swordfish, and shark. Other sources include decaying amalgam dental fillings, which I know Rick has talked a lot about, and a byproduct of coal-burning power plants. That's something important, too, to keep in mind is what are you putting into your body? But amalgam dental fillings, I mean, oh my gosh, you've got entire generations of people walking around with these. So, you know, just a few things to keep in mind. So maybe keep an eye on your heavy metals, too, if you're also somebody who's at risk, because it's going to bump that up.
And if you see someone like Dr. Singler, he can run heavy metals tests, and a lot of integrated doctors can, where you can just check your heavy metals levels in your body. And if you have high levels, there's options. There's things you can do to chelate those things out of your body. But anyway, we need
L-glutathione's one of those.
There
it's
you
very
go.
Helpful with that.
You'll have to, we have other shows on L-glutathione, but anyway, yes, it can be very helpful. We need to get into some of the products. This week, we're talking about bitter melon, mangosteen, and our blood sugar health. I think we're going to get into blood sugar health in segment four. We've been talking a lot. There's a lot of information on ADHD and on metformin and on diabetes and all these things. But bitter melon is one, when I was over in China, it's funny, you sit down to a meal and I'm like, oh, what's that? Bright green fruit. It's like, oh, that's bitter melon. And it actually,
it's really interesting looking.
And it was kind of tasty.
It kind of looks like a warty, like a warty cucumber.
There you go. Yeah. So, well, and actually, you know what? I will send a picture over to our executive producer and we'll post a picture. I took a picture of the bitter melon and I took a picture of a guy in China with a mangosteen cart down in southern China. So I'll give you those two pictures. It was just cool because that's just part of their everyday produce there. But bitter melon, some of the reasons that it can be helpful with blood sugar related issues, it's a rich source of serrantin, a natural peptide that resembles insulin and alkaloids. It resembles insulin and alkaloids, and it also supports the proper use of sugar in the body and metabolic regulation. So a lot of these things like bitter melon, there aren't a lot of human clinical studies, but they've used them in these cultures for just centuries, and they just know that they're helpful in regard to blood sugar issues. Well, and mangosteen is another one that it's a rich source of xanthones. And again, xanthones aren't extensively studied, but they're apparently a powerful antioxidant. It supports blood sugar metabolism, mangosteen. And remember, the mangosteen, it's actually the hull of the mangosteen, the white fruit inside. It doesn't seem to be what you're looking for. And that hull is very bitter. And so that's why we make mangosteen hull capsules, because if you buy mangosteen juice, you're going to get a lot of sugar and you're going to get a lot of that that fruit from the inside, but you actually want that bitter skin.
Yeah, it tastes delicious, but you're not really going to find a whole lot of pericarp, if any, in the juice. So if you enjoy mangosteen juice, enjoy it all you want, but it's not really what you're going to be able to take to get that therapeutic benefit from the pericarp, because juices typically won't include much, if any, pericarp, because the taste is not pleasant.
And I'll give you one little anecdotal testimonial from years ago. A guy said, he said, I had blood sugar that was really elevated. He goes, I took your mangosteen for a week and it dropped, I don't know, significantly where it was within normal. And I was like, oh, you know, and I can't tout that as research. It's just guy called in. That was his experience. I was like, oh, that was really encouraging. That was many years ago, probably 10 years ago. But I just remember that guy. It really helped him. So something to consider. But we'll get into blood sugar health when we come back. That's a lot of science-backed ingredients, and we'll get into that when we come back.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And today we're talking about blood sugar health and diabetes, pre-diabetes, everything related to blood sugar. And it affects over 300 million people and really 1.7 billion people around the world. So it's a significant issue. If you are just tuning in, you can go to cohradio.com. You can get old archive shows there. You can get any portion of this show there. And it's just a great hub to go to supplements.one to be able to buy these products we're talking about, or go to Emerald Labs, where you can learn more about the products that we talk about on this show. This week, we're going to be discounting and giving a code at the end of the show. I'm going to tell you right now, I sort of sometimes decide on the fly what we're going to give this week. This week, we're going to offer these three products we're talking about at 50% additional off, in addition to the 10% below MSRP that Supplements.One already offers them. We're going to give you an additional 50%, which
that's awesome.
One in four people, one in three people. Everybody needs blood sugar health and needs these products because you know somebody that struggles with these issues. And these products have really helped people that we know and me personally. So anyway, that's below wholesale, 50% additional. And the code this week is going to be STUNT. I was joking with Melody for my portion of the game, telling you it really should be stupid. But you'll find out about that in a few minutes here. But anyway, the code is STUNT, S-T-U-N-T. And we're going to get right back into blood sugar health. That is the product that really has helped me a lot. And Melody's going to talk about that.
Well, you know, this is a great formula because it's, you know, there's several formulas in the Emerald line that I like to call kitchen sink formulas because they have a complex formulation of various nutrients that all sort of surround all the various areas that need to be covered in order to help manage, in this case, your blood sugar health. So this product has several ingredients that are very helpful in that regard. There's chromium in there. Now, chromium is shown to help manage healthy glucose levels. There's alpha-lipoic acid, and there's a 300 milligram serving in there. Now, there's German studies that show that this 300 milligram serving is highly effective for managing blood glucose. And in fact, in Germany, they actually consider this a pharmaceutical dose. You know, over in Europe, a lot of times the natural nutrients that we use out here that you could pick up off of any shelf, they treat them like pharmaceuticals, which is why European extracts are so valuable as well, because the way that these nutrients are produced, cared for, studied, a lot of these original studies come out of Europe showing what these natural ingredients can do. There's also Gymnema sylvestre extract. I love saying that one. It's Sylvestri. It's really like spelled Sylvestri, but it always makes me think of Sylvester the cat from the Looney Tunes.
Sylvester.
Yeah, hey, that was a good one. I like that.
And Tweety Bird.
In the 10 years I've known you, I didn't know you did a good Sylvester. That's great. So this is standardized on 25% gymnemic acids. And, you know, this is something that's used widely in Indian Ayurveda. And it helps to regulate blood sugar by blocking the absorption of sugar in the intestines and stimulating insulin release from the pancreas. So it may help to boost the body's own ability to produce insulin on its own. And then there's another fantastic ingredient here, cinnamon bark extract, but it's a specialty one. It's called Sinulin. It's a branded ingredient, and it is water soluble. This is the only cinnamon bark extract that's been standardized for the recognized active component in cinnamon, which is double-linked type A polymers. It is the most studied cinnamon extract available, and it's been shown to really help support healthy glucose levels. Now, there's an interesting study here that was done on 60 people with type 2 diabetes, 30 men and 30 women, and they were divided randomly into six groups. Groups 1, 2, and 3 consumed 1, 3, or 6 grams of cinnamon daily, and this is not like this specialized extract. This is just straight cinnamon. Respectively, the groups 4, 5, and 6 were given placebo capsules corresponding to the number of capsules consumed for the three levels of cinnamon. The cinnamon was consumed for 40 days, followed by a 20-day washout period. Researchers found that after 40 days, all three levels of cinnamon reduced the mean fasting serum glucose 18-29%, triglycerides 23-30%, LDL cholesterol 7-27%, and total cholesterol 12-26%. And there were no significant changes found in the placebo group. So cinnamon alone is pretty amazing what it can do to help, but this specialized cinnamon bark extract that has been clinically studied and that produced in a very special way can be extremely helpful. And then there's also resveratrol. And one of the things that resveratrol is really helpful for is actually preventing insulin resistance. And that's a condition in which your body becomes less sensitive to the effects of the blood sugar lowering hormone insulin. And insulin resistance, I think Rick mentioned this earlier in the show, is a precursor to the development of diabetes. So this formula has been really developed to tackle the issue of overall glucose management, and it's a great natural formula. You know, it doesn't have all the side effects that we talked about earlier that like a metformin might have.
This formula is just packed with good, deep science. There's just every single ingredient in this formula has just so much human clinical data on it, and I just cannot speak well enough about this formula just because of for my personal benefit and for the people that we know that it's helped. So if you're inclined, additional 50% off this formula and the bitter melon and the mangosteen, please check those out. And even if you know someone, and by the way, if you ever take this product and you want to write us a testimonial, you can get a free bottle of the product. And that's something that's a standing offer to you guys. And anyway, it's just something we want to do. So if you're willing to write us a testimony that we can put out there, we'll give you a free bottle.
And it's really easy to do that. If you go to emeraldlabs.com, there is a testimonial submission page on there. And you can go ahead and just fill that out, send it in to us, and boom, you'll get your free bottle on its way. There's tons of scientific research behind the ingredient choices we make, but you telling your story and us being able to share that with the world — we don't share your personal information, by the way — but us being able to share that testimonial with the world really helps people when they're trying to make a decision about what to do for their own health. And now I know we're almost out of time for the show. So Rick, what is your story behind the code STUNT that will save people an additional 50% off the already 10% discounted prices on blood sugar, health, bitter melon, and mangosteen this week on supplements.one?
Well, the reason it was stupid. Anyway, if my children ever did this, they would be severely punished. I was driving my mom's car. She had a Buick Riviera, and I had these girls. I must have been 16. You know, you're already stupid when you're driving. You're 16 and you're a boy. But anyway, so they used to like to swipe my keys and go take the car for a little spin, even though they didn't have a driver's license. Now, these were in very quiet neighborhoods, not a huge deal, but nevertheless, they would do that. So one time they grabbed my keys and they went to get in the car, and they got in there. I found out they were in the car. The windows were down a little bit. So I decided — I liked to watch Starsky and Hutch back then. That was very popular back in the 80s. And so I just thought, I'm just going to jump on the roof of the car. The windows are down a little bit. So I just jump on the roof of the car and I just grab on both those, you know, the inside the windows there. And I felt very stable up there. Like, I'm not going to go flying off the car. And so they took off and they're going probably 20, 25 miles an hour down the street. They're slamming on the brakes at the end of the street. A light, you know, and then turn around. They did that about 3 or 4 times. I was on the roof the whole time. Obviously, I could have easily flown off, but I didn't. And I never felt like I was going to fly off, but I got in a lot of trouble for that one. So the code is STUNT, but it should be stupid. But anyway, it is STUNT.
Oh, Rick, you're what keeps my husband in a job.
Yeah, EMT.
Paramedic.
There you go.
My story about STUNT is actually about my husband. But, you know, we went to the river one summer, and there was a bunch of like youngsters jumping off the rocks. And, you know, my husband, he's a young guy, you know, he's still kind of young. But he got right up there and he climbed all the way up to the top of that rock and he jumped into the water. And I'm just like, I'm just chilling in the water. I'm just going to take it all in. So he's a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. He'd go skydiving. He'd do whatever. He loves all that.
John's cool guy. He'll do all that stuff.
He is. Well, and I think that's kind of a guy thing sometimes too. So again, with the code STUNT, STUNT, you can save an additional 50% off of the already discounted 10% everyday low prices when you buy Blood Sugar Health, Bitter Melon, or Mangosteen all this week on supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Crossroads of Health, and we hope you'll join us again next week for another exciting episode.